Nancy Walters, WALTERS, 61-year-old woman with history of end-stage COPD. She's her primary care physician, Dr. C-H-A-H-A-L, and states that she wants to be placed on hospice because her lung doctor told her that she doesn't have much longer to live, period. She has a history of breast lump, hypertension, coronary artery disease, status post stents placed, chronic pain, osteoporosis, bipolar disorder, COPD, insomnia, restless leg syndrome, oxygen dependency, continues to smoke, seizure disorder, gastroesophageal reflux, congestive heart failure, both chronic and acute, anxiety, and history of nausea and vomiting, period. And you paragraph from the past month, she's lost about 25 pounds. She has no appetite to eat. She feels anxious all the time. She's in pain. She feels like hospice will help her with her pain issues, and also will be able to provide her family with the education they need before she passes on, period. Currently, she weighs 115 pounds, where she used to weigh 138 pounds. And she is expected to continue to do poorly. She's bowel and bladder incontinent from time to time. So severe COPD and shortness of breath keeps her from ambulating, so she's now more and more bedbound and wants to have no further workup for the breast mass or any other issues, and wants not to go back and forth to the hospital, and wants to be kept comfortable at home. Give her end-stage COPD, her weight loss, decreased appetite, ADL dependency, and other issues that were mentioned above. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live, hence meets the criteria for hospice care at home. Thank you.